A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, December the 15th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we're taking a look at the U.S.-Africa Leadership Summit in Washington, D.C., which ends this evening. More than 40 African presidents and delegates from civil society groups, businesses, and other sectors are attending the summit at the invitation of President Joe Biden. The American president said he supports moves to make the African Union a permanent member of the G20. He also told delegates yesterday that American companies, the government, and other stakeholders are keen to invest billions of dollars in Africa for various projects and programs, including the upliftment of women, digital technology, water and sanitation, amongst others. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is under targeted sanctions, was represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Shava. Nasi tirikutarisa nyaya yemusangano we-US Africa Leadership Summit uyo urikuita wasvika kumagumo nasi muWashington DC. Mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden neZuro vakazivisa kuti hurumende yavo ichange ichiwedzera mari yavari kupa Africa nemari inosvika 15 million pamusoro peimwe mari yakataurwa musangano uyu usati watanga inosvika 55 million. VaBiden vakati weAmerica yakanyorirana ne Africa chibvumirano chekutengeserana pakati peAmerica neAfrican Continental Free Trade Area nezvimwe zvibvumirano zvinosimudzira hupfumi. Vakatiwo nyika yavo yaisa parutivi mari inosvika mamiriyoni mazana matatu nemakumi mashanu kana kuti 350 million yekusimudzira humizha nehumetura pakufambiswa kwemashoko kana kuti digital transformation with Africa. Some African leaders are in Washington for the high-profile meetings with President Joe Biden at a time their counterparts did not make the cut due to restrictive measures imposed by Washington for allegedly violating human rights and failing to conduct free, fair, and credible elections. In some African states, the U.S. imposed the targeted sanctions on suspected terrorists and terror groups operating on the continent and beyond. Evans Zeninga reports. We are now going to the promo where we are going to be we are going to now have a package from Evans Zeninga.
Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa is among the few African leaders not attending the USA-Africa Leaders Summit because of targeted sanctions imposed by Washington for alleged human rights abuses by his regime. Foreign Affairs Minister Ambassador Frederick Shava is representing Zimbabwe, which is featuring for the first time at the summit. Mr. Mnangagwa calls the sanctions imposed on him and his inner circle illegal.
As my government continues to entrench democracy, good governance and the rule of law, we are committed to vibrant, competitive and peaceful political contestations. Notwithstanding our success, the ongoing deleterious effects of the illegal sanctions continue to hamper and slow down our progress and the realization of sustainable and inclusive development. Zimbabwe is a peace-loving country.
Over the past few years, Zimbabwean government has campaigned against the targeted sanctions, claiming that they were hurting the country's economy. Harare has managed to secure support from several African leaders, including President Mokgweetsi Masisi of Botswana.
While we are confident of the resilience and resolve of Zimbabwe, as well as its economic transformation prospects, We are concerned that such measures are not advancing the cause of livelihoods of innocent Zimbabweans.
Jeff Flake, former Arizona senator who lived in Zimbabwe for many years, said he drafted a piece of legislation for the imposition of the restrictive measures following allegations of human rights abuses and election rigging.
I've long wished to see Zimbabwe prosper in a manner that its people deserve. What happened in the country since I lived there in 1983 is nothing short of a tragedy. That's why I, along with Senator Coons, introduced the Zimbabwe Democracy and Recovery Amendment Act, and the bill reinforces the markers that the new government needs to meet in order to forge a better bilateral relationship with the United States.
Apart from Zimbabwe, Washington has also begged restrictive measures imposed on some individuals by the Economic Community of West African States following a series of coups in Mali. Mustafa Diaby, a geopolitical analyst, explains.
Because African governments are already saying that they will not accept anybody to dictate them anymore what they want to do. So U.S. is very careful by going to the sanction against Mali, because if you want to make somebody approach you, you don't want to be punitive against that, you know, community. So U.S. is not truly going to the sanction, but they are observing what, you know, ECOWAS is proposing as a sanction against Mali.
Some individuals are also on targeted sanctions in the Democratic Republic of Congo following political instability in the country, which has vast natural resources. Some of them are M23 rebels. Ntal Alimasi, an international development professional and published researcher, says some individuals in the DRC are facing restrictive measures, even though it appears as if the sanctions are not being enforced by the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control.
What they did here, they specified that the Secretary of State, if he determined that, individuals, either in the government or, foreign, countries, were harming the security of the DRC or were harming the UN security forces, or were, recruiting or utilizing child soldiers, etc., could at that particular point be, under the sanctions of, from the Treasury Department. I know there has been sanctions against, the current head of the M23, who is, Sultani Makenga.
From 2014, America also imposed targeted sanctions on former leaders and militia commanders in the Central African Republic for prolonging instability. For VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Evans Zinningham in Washington.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, who is also attending the meeting, had this to say.
Hi, this is former Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Tom McDonald. I'm a partner at a major Washington law firm, and I served as U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe in the second Bill Clinton term. And I love Zimbabwe, and it is a place always close to my heart.
So we're here at the U.S.-Africa Leadership Summit, and the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was not invited. What's your take?
I agree with that decision. I know President Mnangagwa well from my time in Zimbabwe. He was Speaker of Parliament. He was also the Justice Minister. And frankly, a very important go-between as we would deal with Robert Mugabe, the late Mugabe, and the Zimbabwean government. So I'm very aware of Emmerson Mnangagwa, and I agree with the decision not to invite him.
The foreign minister of Zimbabwe, Frederick Shaba, was here, and he yesterday told us that he is going to take this matter up with the U.S. government, because he says if they invited the foreign minister, they should have invited the president. What's your take?
He can attempt to do that. He can talk to Tony Blinken, our distinguished Secretary of State. He can talk to Jake Sullivan, who I've known for some years, the National Security Advisor. But with all due respect to the Foreign Minister of Zimbabwe, he's wrong. And Zimbabwe is still under U.S. sanctions, which I agree with. And it has a long road to go to where it should be in terms of its U.S. bilateral.
We saw the president of the U.S., Joe Biden, today increasing the funding to Africa by $15 billion. How is that going to help Africa from what you saw happening here today?
I think that's great. I commend President Biden, who's terrific. We both love Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I'm pleased that we are making further investments in Africa. I think that that will help across the board with small business, with health investments. We did a lot to fight HIV/AIDS when I was ambassador, opening so many clinics. But across the board, that funding will be used by USAID, the Millennium Challenge Corporation, and otherwise. And the Africa Bureau at State continues to be really excellent.
Meanwhile, a businesswoman from Mali who was unable to attend the main summit as her country is under sanctions like Zimbabwe shared her sentiments as to having traveled all the way to Washington, D.C. to attend the summit but was unable to do so. Let's hear what she had to say.
Hello, good morning. My name is Alimata Kulibawi. I'm from Mali, West Africa.
Which meetings are you attending today?
I'm planning to attend the U.S. Africa Leadership Summit meeting today, which is based on the business meeting between the U.S. leaders and African business leaders.
So have you been able to register and to also be able to attend this meeting?
Well, yes, I registered for some of the event, but I'm having some difficulties to enter some of the main meeting, given that Mali has not been involved and there is a sanction for my country to participate in these meetings. So, but I hope that I will be able to attend the meeting today. We have a project management consulting business where we do other types of management consulting. So with different government entities and the international organization as well. So as a business leader working on the Sustainable Development Goal project, so I hope we will be able to pass this kind of sanction. So business leaders and other organizations that's involved in the development of the development between Africa and other nations, other continent, so we can pass that and also be able to participate fully. Because as a Malian, I came here and I'm also here as an African and world citizen. So I want to make sure that we tackle the issues that's really involved in the world right now. So we will be able to get the development in many countries in the world, specifically in developing countries such as African countries, and especially my own country and other countries as well. So my message to the U.S. government or any other government that's involved in this is to allow people, civil society, business leaders, and other stakeholder to take part of this kind of activity, because this is something that's not only involved in one country, so it's a global issue, so we all need to be participating fully.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube on VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our guest, Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero of MTC Educated Girl Foundation, and our VOA reporter, Gibbs Dube, who is at the summit. So I'll start off by turning over to Gibbs Dube, who is at the summit, to just update us on what is happening today. Hello, Gibbs, and welcome.
Hi, hello, Mavla. So today there's a lot that was taking place this morning, but there were rain. So we started very late here at about 11 a.m., but then we saw some action thereafter. You know, President Joseph Biden delivered his talk today with the African leaders. So he was focusing mainly on partnering with Africa, you know, on this agenda 2063. So we see that according to Joe Biden, this is worth supporting because Africa seems to be having a lot of focus. He also focused on good governance, democracy, respect for human rights, justice, and the rule of law. So he said these are very important issues in Africa. And at the same time, he said peace and security plays a key role in the development of the continent. So meaning that, yes. So there's a lot that is taking place.
If you can just go into Ndebele for us to give us a breakdown of what was happening there or is continuing to happen because this event stops tonight.
Yeah, unjalo ke ngokuthi kwakho Mavla. Siyabona ukuthi namhlanje bekulomongameli Joseph Biden osanda kwethula umbiko wakhe ekhuluma ngokuthi kungancedwa njani izwekazi le-Africa nge-agenda 2063. So uthi-ke hhayi khanye ngazane kungaba lo ncedo olungaba khona. Uphinde futhi wakhuluma la nge-G20 esithi-ke i-African Union kumele ingene ibe i-permanent member ye-G20. So uthi lokhu kunganceda kakhulu. Njalo lokuthi-ke kumele kube labohulumende abakhululekileyo, kube ne-democracy, i-respect for human rights, lezinto ezinjalo, rule of law, nokunye okunjalo-ke. So kodwa-ke so kusiya ngokwesikhathi uyagqitshwa namhlanje umhlangano lo kuzayenziwa-ke loko kuthiwa yi-press conference kungakagqitshwa umhlangano lo Mavla.
Please stay on the line, Gibbs. Let me turn now to Lucy Ndongwe Chikowero. Tokuchingamidza ipachirongwa.
Tinotenda sechimazve makadi izvenyu.
Aiwa tiri wadi muri kunzwa zviri kubuda kuno kuWashington DC kumusangano wevatungamiri vekuAfrica vakakokwa navaJoe Biden. Tiri kunzwa America iri kuti ichange iri kuendesa mari yakawanda chaizvo kuAfrica, asi takaona kuti mutungamiri weZimbabwe vaEmerson Mnangagwa havana kudevedzwa sevanga vakamirirwa navaFrederick Shava. Imi munoona zvichizofamba sei?
Ini sekuona kwangu ndofunga dambudziko rakazosangana navamunangagwa ndiroro ramasanctions ranga richambotaurwa. Asi sekutaura kunowanzoita United States inoti Zimbabwe senyika haisi pasi pezverango. So asi maindividuals ane matargeted sanctions. Saka ndinovimba investment iyi iri kutaurwa navaBiden yealmost 70 billion yavarida kuendesa kuAfrica ichazenge ichibatsirawo kana kubhenefita vanhu vemuZimbabwe zvakare.
Pane zvirongwa here takanyanyotarira kumadzimai zvamungatini zvingada kuwanikwawo zvichiwana donwe remari ichange ichibva kuAmerica?
Sekunzwa kwendaita mari iyi iri zviri kunzi hanzi Africa Economic Transformation depends on improved infrastructure. Takatarisa nyaya dzeinfrastructure, tikutarisa nyaya dzekuagriculture, transport, access to renewable energy, magetsi anga achinetsa vanhu vachitadza kuona bhora, zvakare nehigh internet access. Zvakawanikwa zvichidzosera vanhu zvikuru sei vari kumaruwa kumashure munguva yecovid takabuda mairi vana vachitadza kuita access to education nekuti kwanga kusina internet. Saka zvinhu zvose izvi mari iyi ikananga chaizvo muhomwe kana kuti mune zvinhu zvakatarisirwa zvinenge zvichibhenefitawo zvakare nemadzimai.
Please stay on the line. I'll go back to Gibbs. Gibbs, we saw that the Zimbabwe delegation is there today. Did you have the opportunity to meet up with them, or what's the situation?
No, right now they are in a meeting with some U.S. officials. I think they are discussing many issues there. I think one of the issues is about maybe Zimbabwe benefiting from this summit. But let me say that yesterday, too, we saw Mr. Frederick Shaba going to the White House where there was dinner. So this is the first time to see a high-powered delegation of Zimbabwean officials going to the White House, you know, at the invitation of the President of America. And then at the same time, we had Steve Masiwa, who was at the State Department dinner, where he really canvassed for support, you know, in Africa, especially in terms of digital technology and other things. So there was a lot that Zimbabweans were doing here. There are some who are in the NGO sector who are also, you know, lining themselves so that they can get some kind of funding from the U.S. government, from other organizations and so forth. We're not quite sure whether Zimbabwe is going to benefit from some of these deals that Biden was talking about. So President Biden talked about billions and billions of dollars that can, you know, trick into Africa, but it's not yet clear whether that money will also be sent to Zimbabwe or, let me say, received by Zimbabwean officials.
Mm-hmm.
No, that that doesn't happen. All the money from USA goes via NGOs.
Yes, sir. If you can just take us through that same analysis in Ndebele, what's your view on how Zimbabwe is going to benefit from this summit?
Yes, Kulumanje Kulumanje is part of the Zimbabwe. Kanyake zilo mhlangano labe America konapa. Kanyake kuliniswa na mbona zani unga lote haba lezi chesto zenoto eza fagwe laba kuzanu pief kubuwaza kuluma hako. Kota sila kreniso lako kutuwa pumani. Ngasa kangela kono kuge uti umonga vele chozo Biden uti mbiseni. Simzwe zi kulume ziti hai kulama kuba kuba ema lisivi lala kuti tolwe ilizo kazi Afrika ama kwa chie neyo. Usali ne izomelwane ele Botswana ina Namibia yamanye yokuhambelana ezimpila kahle uhambelana lamanzi lokunye okuthiyeneyo mavela. So xa sikhangela akula qiniso sokuthi kungabe kuzaphumana kodwa simzwileke lo African Union chairperson uMeki Sole sithi hayi phela amazwe wonke kumele ancedwe lapha ngele Melika. Njalo ke lo African Union Commission chairperson uMusa Muhammad la ukhulume ngokufanayo esithi hayi kumele phela konke amazwe ancedwe. Singazike ukuthi iziphathamandla zeZimbabwe ziyobuyelekaa ziphetheni mavela.
Mm-hmm. Ya rikaisende kuna amai Lusindongwe Chikoero. Takaona sekutora kwa ita Gibbs ne Zuro wa Frederick Shaba wa chitambiru wa kumzinda we White House ivo uko wakange waka kokwa kwa nga kuine ya tinga tindo piro iko kumunona zichibatira erepa ukama we Zimbabwe ne Amerika.
Ndinoona kunge zvinobatsira zvakanyanya ndekuti tikada kutarisa mushure umo mazuva etakawirwa nedambudziko recyclone idai United States yakawanikwa ichiisa uruoko rwayo mukubatsirana nevanhu veZimbabwe and zvikuru zvakare tinoona makurukota United States ari kuZimbabwe vachiramba vachitaura kuti vane hukama nevanhu veZimbabwe vane dambudziko nenyaya dzematongerwo enyika kana kuti human rights abuses. So saka ndinoona kunge zvinobatsira zvakanyanya uye looking at the bigger picture vanhu veZimbabwe vachazenge vachibatsirika vachazenge vachiwanawo urubvu urubvu asi ati kana ikange yauya dambudziko redu rimwe ranyanya ndiroro nyaya dzehori. Saka tine tishuvira kuti dai dzichinge dzazouya mari idzodzo dzinosvika kumaintended beneficiaries pane kuti dzizongopera mukubvarurwa bvarurwa nevanenge vaine maoko makuru uye marefu anenge ari vari kumusoro.
Mm-hmm. If I may just go into English with you, Lucy Ndongwe Chikwere, you are saying that you are concerned that there should be some measures as to how some of these funds will be dispersed. Give us your take on the issue of corruption and things like that.
Yes, our main problem as Zimbabwe is that we have so many corrupt people and there's less accountability. And we find that some of these monies that are being that are being pledged on these high platforms or end up not reaching the intended beneficiaries. For example, I can give specifically about the area of the Chimanimani area where we found a lot of money being donated even by the U.S. government when we had that problem of Cyclone Idai. A lot of people up to today, they are still mourning that they never saw that help that was being pledged. But we also saw that the president went to the area and announced the pledges that were coming from other governments coming into the area to help the people on the ground. So my hope is that with this $70 billion that is being pledged to Africa, when it reaches Zimbabwe, it should reach the intended beneficiaries, not just disappearing into thin air when it just lands into our country, into our country coffers.
Thank you so much there, Lucy. Let me go back to Gibbs Dube. Gibbs, we saw on the sidelines of the actual summit, there were people that were protesting. Are there still protesters out there with the rain and the cold today?
Yes, I saw so many umbrellas today, you know, people, you know, under those umbrellas, and yet it was raining so much, you know. And they were protesting, they are still saying Prime Minister Abe is doing a lot of, you know, killings in Ethiopia. So they are out there, they are protesting, they are very angry, and they are saying he was not supposed to attend this meeting after all. Mm-hmm. So, but there are some people who are actually saying, no, he was supposed to attend since he is one of the African leaders. And is not under direct sanction from the U.S. government.
If you can give us that in the rail, please, Gibbs.
Yes, we want to get to about the whole Ethiopia, which is a panel, Columba, So, I want to love a young Taito, umbrella, Jangaba, Kusina, Izulu, Elingani, Nilumkando. So, wherever China, Onyo Mangalisa, Matina, Abakuluma, Abati, the Chigis poison. There is a piece of civil bambam, the Uapay, you know, Kokeli, where's the Ethiopia? There was always a galaconality gray, was an Ulet, but to one Ulet genocide, but to one to Lava to Pongulawa, Masayana. So they go to Ulavanumata, I go to Omet and Awile, Kulapo and Jovage, Kemonia in Kokeli, as well as the African Jalogaco, Pansway Tales of the North, as the Tesua, Abantavanjana, Pawale Zimbabwe. So who can civil which is the Ulamazi, Anna Conan and Sita, Omelan Kokeliavo, you end on a Jokuma, the Utahola Avengers Babwe, at the Chengsela Columba. But a local who went into the Jalo, the Chengsela, a good team, part of Funubona, is Patamas as Bab.
Thank you so much. I will go back to Lucy and Ongwechiko. We also saw there was a youth forum that was running alongside the main U.S.-Africa Leader Summit. And we saw during some of these meetings, some of the high-profile people, you know, that were moderating and, you know, talking about the importance of the youth in tomorrow's America, in tomorrow's Africa. What's your take?
Yeah, with that, I'm actually very, very impressed. And my issue is that we find that the youth, especially from Africa, that will be coming, we are leaving behind the vital youth that are living in rural communities. Those are underrepresented at national level, regional level, and international level. So I really wish, because some of the wishes of these girls in rural communities where we operate as MTC, they are missing, their views are missing from the table. People are speaking on their behalf. So I really wish they could bring those, because their wishes are slightly different from those from the cities, although it is all about economic empowerment. But how to get there differs from where people are coming from geographically.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Lucy Ndongwe Chikore of MTC Educator Go, and also our stringer or reporter on the ground, Gibbs Dube, was actually at the summit. This brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank you and our guest. I'm Marvelous Msanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good evening.